This is Traveling the Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower. Here's Alan Watts.
A first-generation Carroll County farmer says he enjoys the freedom that the agriculture life provides he and his family. Steve Maiden says he has a small livestock operation.
I've got cattle. You know, I do hay and stuff like that and just try to take care of the pastures and the hay for the cattle, and that's about the extent of it. I do grow a little bit of corn just on and pick on the ear for to grind for feed in the wintertime.
Maiden says he's mainly a cow-calf operation.
I run about 30 old cows, old mama cows, and usually hope for, well, I shoot for 100% calf crop, but that normally don't happen. But I try to at least get the best I can out of them.
He says he did not grow up on a farm, but has been around farming all his life.
We grew up on just a couple of acres, house and a couple of acres, and always had a big garden and stuff like that, and I worked for the neighbors, and we grew a little tobacco crop, not very much, just an acre or two.
Traveling the Bluegrass will return in a moment. Grass, weeds, and small brush are no match for H&R AgriPower's authentic Bush Hog rotary cutters. For corn stalk shredding, pasture maintenance, roadside cutting, or lawn care, Bush Hog brand rotary cutters are famous for durability. So famous, there are many imitations, but only Bush Hog rotary cutters are tough enough to wear the Bush Hog brand. A wide selection of models, sizes, and hitches makes it easy to match your job and budget. Available at H&R AgriPower, your premier Bush Hog dealer, with five locations in Kentucky: Hopkinsville, Russellville, Morganfield, Owensboro, and Mayfield.
Each American farmer feeds more than 166 people. Agriculture in the Commonwealth is nearly a $7 billion industry. Just over 50% of Kentucky acreage is considered farmland. As we celebrate National Ag Week, it's important to remember that agriculture was not canceled or postponed during the pandemic. Farmers and agribusiness alike kept working to make sure we stayed fed. We'd like to say thank you to the entire ag community for continuing to keep us moving forward.
You're listening to Traveling the Bluegrass with Alan Watts, brought to you by H&R AgriPower.
Carroll County farmer Steve Maiden says one of his biggest challenges is finding land to lease.
There's not a lot of pasture or anything that's for rent, and if it is, it needs all new fencing around it, which is, you know, the person that owns it don't want to spend the money for it, and you're kind of shy about spending it yourself.
He adds he works by himself, but also spends time at a local stockyard.
I pretty much run a one-man operation, and so I'm by myself. I work at the Oynton Stockyards on Wednesdays, and I do some cattle hauling and stuff.
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Traveling the Bluegrass, and listen to podcasts at youragedge.com. I'm Alan Watts, Traveling the Bluegrass.